rpa.gov.zm. Call us on radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
So much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. ERB assures that public diesel supply to improve after nationwide shortages. President Hichilema awarded honorary doctorate in mining by Copperbelt University. And in international news, Austria plans a social media ban for under 14s.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has assured the public that diesel supply will soon improve following recent shortages across the country. Speaking during a fuel stock monitoring exercise at selected service stations in Lusaka, ERB Acting Director for Petroleum and Gas, Chasuzga Mtawale, said about 5 million litres of diesel were uplifted earlier today from the Ndola fuel terminal. Mr. Mtawale said the fuel is currently in transit to various parts of the country and expressed confidence that the supply situation will soon stabilize.
The assurance we would like to give you is that uplift of diesel from the Ndola fuel terminal in Ndola are ongoing. They are in progress, and as of this morning, the report this morning showing that 5 million litres have been uplifted and it's in transit to the destination. So we should begin to see some progress. And like I mentioned earlier, as ERB, we will keep monitoring this progress in terms of how the restocking is going on, and we will keep you posted through the normal channels.
Meanwhile, ERB Public Relations Manager Namokolo Kasumpa has stressed that oil marketing companies must not withhold fuel and are required to notify the ERB within 48 hours in the event of a stockout.
Oil marketing companies' license conditions, which speaks to the fact that they should not hold any petroleum products or maybe discriminate against any consumer, and also speaks to the fact that if there's any stockout at any service station, they should inform the ERB within 48 hours. So our being here is just an assurance to the nation that we are on the ground ensuring that our OMC, the licensed entities by the ERB, are adhering to their license conditions through conducting these random inspections that you are seeing and also routine inspections.
President Hakainde Hichilema has been conferred with an honorary Doctor of Science in Mining by the Copperbelt University in recognition of his leadership and contributions to the country's mining sector. Speaking during the convocation ceremony, President Hichilema has thanked the university and dedicated the honor to his family and the people of Zambia. The head of state has reaffirmed his government's commitment to economic reforms and stressed the importance of collaboration between government, citizens and the business community in driving national development. The honorary degree adds to a growing list of recognitions President Hichilema has received from both local and international universities since assuming office in 2021.
I'm truly humbled because sometimes when we're driving certain things, when we drive our vision, sometimes we're not sure whether people are paying attention or not. Vice Chancellor, thank you and your team for this consideration, this humbling consideration to honor this fellow in the manner you've done today. Natotelanga and Shimkwai. Thank you so much.
Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has, for the third time, deferred judgment in a matter involving former Kasama Member of Parliament Kelvin Sampa to March 31, 2026. Mr. Sampa is charged with theft by agent and illegal possession of forged banknotes contrary to the laws of Zambia. Judgment was scheduled for 09 hours today before the Lusaka Magistrates Court, but the court indicated that it was not ready. In this matter, Mr. Sampa, 52, of Meanwood, Lusaka, is charged with four counts of theft by agents contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Sampa is also charged with possession of paper or implements for forgery contrary to the laws of Zambia. It is alleged in count one that Mr. Sampa, on an unknown date, but between July 27 and September 30, 2024, in Lusaka, jointly and whilst acting together with other persons unknown, being a person entrusted with $70,000 cash by Finihiro Fugishima to buy gold on his behalf, stole the said money, the property of Fugishima. In count two, Mr. Sampa allegedly stole $80,000 cash of Satoshi Sakamoto to buy gold on his behalf and stole the same money. Allegations in count three are that on October 9, 2024, in Lusaka, Mr. Sampa had in his possession 110 pieces of forged 100 US banknotes, knowing the same to be forged. In the last count, Mr. Sampa, on October 9, 2024, in Lusaka, knowingly had in his custody or possession 7,622 pieces of light green paper intended to resemble and pass as special paper the size of the United States of America $100 bill. Former Health Minister Dr. Chitaluchi Lufya has urged the government to urgently finalize the proposed Zambia-United States Health Aid Agreement, warning that delays could put lives at risk. He has noted that thousands of Zambians rely on life-saving treatment for HIV, malaria and tuberculosis, and any uncertainty in support could disrupt critical health services. Speaking at a public forum, Dr. Chilufya has explained that Zambia's health system has long depended on U.S. support, highlighting the need for increased domestic resource mobilization and sustainable health care funding.
We'll simply turn Zambia into a hub for global health security, improve its intelligence, not only for Zambia, but in the region. Then perhaps that's where we want to look for certain data to do with health security. We only find data in laboratories and clinics for South Africa. So Zambia needs to invest heavily in laboratory methods to enhance health security. And that's why it's important to inform the public sufficiently so that they do not misunderstand some of the causes that are there.
And LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde said that transactional aid has arrived abruptly, emphasizing the need for a careful transition to avoid setbacks for Zambia.
The reason this issue has blown up is because we now know about it. All those deals that have been signed in the past were done secretly, without the necessary public scrutiny that this particular deal is under. And I think this is the position that should be, this is the position we should be in always. We should always know when our health sovereignty is at stake, when our mineral resources are going to be given away, possibly at the top. You know, we should have a say if our health data is going to be used by foreign forces.
Meanwhile, Action Aid Zambia Country Director Fides Tembatemba said bilateral assistance remains important, but must not be used to leverage access to strategic minerals or compromise national interests. Microfinance Zambia Limited has reaffirmed its commitments to enhancing financial inclusion by delivering relevant, affordable and impactful solutions. Speaking during the relocation of its Mulungushi branch to Arcade's shopping mall, company board chairperson Betty Imakando said the move reinforces the company's commitment to accessibility by positioning the branch in a more central and vibrant location. She has added that the new branch provides an improved environment for both customers and staff, reflecting the company's values, strengthening its brand, and promoting service excellence.
This branch provides an enhanced environment for both our customers and our staff. A space that reflects our values, strengthens our brand, and promote service excellence. While we continue to invest in digital platforms and innovate financial products, our physical branches remain